Comprehensive Plan Planning Commission work session was held on Tuesday, and a rundown of this weekend's holiday programming. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News. The Haines Comprehensive Plan Planning Commission work session was held on Tuesday at the Assembly Chambers. The commission has been meeting monthly for nearly a year as they work towards a 25-year comprehensive plan for Haines. The focus this month was land use, more specifically land ownership, use, and future growth. The meeting started off with an overview of land use goals and objectives.
The first one, we've actually talked about before, way at the beginning when we started to work on all goals, guide infrastructure and land development so that there's an adequate supply of land for commercial and industrial development, varied residential living, and diverse recreational opportunities, sort of that big picture goal that, you know, that's what you're trying to get to, and that's what we're looking at, to make sure you have land designated to fill all those needs. Second one, promote compact development where water, sewer, and transportation infrastructure exists in order to maximize return on public infrastructure investments, promote energy efficiency, and reduce carbon emissions. The third one, minimize incompatible land development to protect landowner investments. I don't know if this rises to the level of a goal, but it's a general principle, and I thought it was kind of important because especially out the road, there's, you know, it's general use zoning. I mean, basically anything can go. And so, you know, the idea of protecting the investments that people have made in their homes or their businesses seems like maybe an important thing to lay out as a goal. Okay, fourth, reserve waterfront commercial and industrial land for these purposes. Okay, number five, in areas with historic and cultural values and character, develop in a manner that protects these assets and resources. Number six, provide public access to the waterfront rivers and lakes. Number seven, maintain and enhance salmon spawning, rearing, and overwintering habitat, especially as I spent a lot of time looking out the highway and reviewing the commercial fishing stats and whatnot. It's, you know, fishing is so important here that, and you've already, you know, the Bald Eagle Preserve is really focused. I mean, in order to have bald eagles, you have to have salmon. So it seems like this is a pretty important goal for this borough. Number eight, protect drinking water quality. We've talked about that already in the Public Works section. There's drinking water out at Mosquito Lake, where, you know, denser development is happening out there. There's some places, you want to protect your Lily Lake watershed. There's, I guess, some water quality issues potentially related to the landfill. I mean, protecting people's drinking water quality is like a basic life safety health thing for government. And then I thought of one other that I don't know, but it seemed like it rose to the level of an objective or goal, which was promoting commercial development in the downtown core business district. And that's kind of linked to one of the questions I have, just that the commercial district is pretty big, and as you have commercial spread out all over the place, it tends to lend, that's partly why you end up with empty lots and empty storefronts in your downtown business district.
It became apparent that the current zoning system in Haines was far from unified and seemed to have no clear overall objective. With Haines dying downtown being an issue in recent times, it was pointed out that commercial zoning was spread over a large area and didn't seem to attempt to focus commercial businesses into the downtown area. The goal of the comp plan is to give Haines a chance to focus ideas like downtown revitalization. If zoning laws were to concentrate where businesses were allowed to operate, it, in theory, could begin the process of moving businesses back into the downtown area. It was also suggested that areas like the borough's docks, boat launches, commercial or industrial waterfronts like the cannery, and other borough lands on the water be zoned under one code, to better unify them and set them aside for future water-dependent industries. With nearly all lands out the road zoned as general use, which basically means anything goes, It was suggested that Haines try to better decide what it wants for specific lands and zone it accordingly. Another zoning issue that was raised was that of native allotments, which are exempt from borough zoning laws as long as no health or safety issues are in jeopardy. Deborah Schnabel had this to say.
Haines, the Chilkat Valley, the Chilkoot Valley, all of the Haines borough has a preponderance of native allotments. 160 acres, and some of them have been smaller, cut or sold off. But increasingly, as people gain their title and then transfer, and we no longer, or we never will have, a way of including or having any jurisdiction on native allotments, we are going to forever be visited with spot zoning issues.
Barbara Scheinberg of Scheinberg Associates in Juneau, who was hired by the borough to help with the completion of the comp plan, had this response.
This is an issue in every community in Alaska, and the answers are pretty simple. You don't have zoning authority. You can essentially anything that the person wants to develop there, they can go ahead and do that. So what you have to do is, for one thing, this document and the land use designations, you're setting out the rationale, the planning rationale for how you want to develop and why. So whatever cases you may end up in down the line, your position is strongest when you've done a good job of describing why you want to see development in this manner in this area. That's number one. Number two, you got to work together. You totally have to work together. Every native allotment owner, the Chilkoot Indian Association, you need to be working with them. They need to be looking at this map. They need to be weighing in, because that is your best shot of getting on the same page as having a planning relationship.
This led the discussion to goals of the Haines Borough Land Plan.
The goals of the Haines Borough Land Plan are to provide direction on the best use of Haines Borough-owned land for development, preservation, and disposal. 2, establish a land disposal program to systematically place Haines Borough land not needed for public purposes into private ownership. 3, conduct Haines Borough land disposals in a manner that promotes compact urban growth and efficient expansion of municipal utilities and services. So it's just, some big picture general stuff that's sort of stating some goals. After you did that, the next step in your land plan is to identify borough land, which we're well on our way to doing. Identify borough land needed for future municipal needs and be conservative. Once you get rid of it, you can never get it back. Right of way, easements, future water tank sites, utilities, residential growth in 25 years, be conservative. But after you've done a good job at that, so you put suitable future growth designations on that land. But it's just sort of a systematic way to say, what do we need, and the stuff that we don't need, then, we can make this available in an appropriate manner.
The discussion continued to address points and questions of land use issues. The pre-draft plan is thought to be at least 80% complete. Still to be done is a review of the plan, talks of plan implementation, a Planning Commission work session, and a Joint Assembly and Planning Commission work session. By early March, the plan is hoped to be 95% complete. In late March, a Planning Commission public hearing, and upon approval, sending the plan forward to the Assembly. And if all goes as planned, in April, an Assembly public hearing and vote for approval. The next Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for January 19th at 6:30 in the Assembly Chambers. The meeting is open to the public, and residents are encouraged to attend. This holiday weekend, the KHNS staff and DJs will be off so they too can enjoy the festivities. We will have special holiday programming instead. Here is a rundown of what you can tune into this weekend. Starting things off on Christmas Eve at 10 a.m. is the World Cafe Christmas Special. 1 p.m., a Car Talk Christmas Carol. At 1:30, it's the encore broadcast of Ray Miniker reading Stubby's Pringles Christmas. At 2 p.m., a Prairie Home Companion Holiday Edition. At 6, it's West Coast Live Holiday Broadcast. At 8, Putumayo World Music Hour's Global Holiday Music Hour. At 9, All Songs Considered Holiday Special. At 10, the Morehouse Spelman Glee Club's Holiday Concert. At 11, it's Echoes of Christmas with the Dale Warland Singers. And from midnight to 2, it's Vespers with Apollo's Fire, the Cleveland Baroque Orchestra. And on Christmas Day, we'll start things off at 7 a.m. with the Chanticleer Holiday Special. At 10 a.m., it's Welcome Christmas, hosted by John Burge. At 11, 365 Holidays with Canadian Brass. At noon, it's a 40s Radio Christmas. At 1 p.m., NPR's Tinsel Tales. At 2, Terra Incognita's Sacred Music Special, hosted by Carol Mitchell. At 6 p.m., it's a Big Band Christmas. And at 7, Stories from a Christmas Stocking. We here at KHNS want to wish you all a happy holiday. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.